96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Are you looking for money for college? It's hard to come by these days, but not impossible. Tonight, we'll tell you about a DC program that could help make the difference between going to college or not. Also, if you're struggling with the admissions process, it can be very, very confusing. We know this. We'll also have help tonight. My guest is Dr. Antoinette Mitchell, Assistant Superintendent of Post-Secondary and Career Education with the Office of the State Superintendent of Education for the District of Columbia. Whew. And we're going to find out what all of that means in just a bit. Lines are open, and I know you're going to have a lot of questions about this, so please give us a call. She has all of the answers at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you may comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Again, lines are open. Dr. Mitchell, thank you for coming. You were here talking about this last year. I was really excited about this, and I'm glad that you decided to share again with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to come and have the opportunity to share information about college and college financing.
Absolutely, especially the money part. A lot of folks are concerned about that. Before we even get into that, can you explain, you know, your title? Because for those that are not familiar, they may not really know what the Office of the State Superintendent of Education for the District of Columbia is.
Sure, happy to do that. The Office of the State Superintendent of Education is a D.C. agency which came into existence in 2007. It's the agency that's designed to address the state function of education. Maryland has the Department of Education, Virginia has its Department of Education, and D.C. has the Department of Education as well, and it's called the Office of the State Superintendent of Education. Our role really is to work with the 64 school districts that exist in Washington, D.C. DCPS is one of the 64, clearly our largest school district, but all of the charters are also recognized as school districts as well.
Oh, okay.
And OSSE performs functions such as administering yearly assessments, so that we can find out really how our students are doing. We administer federal and local funds, and we also have a large role in the accountability system in the city.
Mm-hmm. And those things are not, obviously you do those, because those things are not performed by the chancellor's office.
That is correct.
I see.
That is correct.
Let's talk about DC TAG, because that's the thing that we want to talk about. What is DC TAG? That's the money issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am happy to talk about DC TAG. It's one of the many programs in the Division of Post-Secondary and Career Education at OSSE. DC TAG is a grant program, and it offers grants of up to $10,000 per academic year for public four-year colleges and universities throughout the United States. It also offers up to $2,500 per academic year toward tuition at two-year colleges nationwide, at HBCUs, and at private colleges in the District of Columbia.
That's a lot of money, even off the top. I mean, certainly, what, $1,200, or what was that number again, the second?
Up to $10,000, and this, for community colleges and other schools in the area, it's $2,500.
$2,500, even the smaller figure is nothing to sneeze at, but $10,000, really a big deal. I want our listeners to give us a call because, again, as I said, I know you're going to have a lot of questions about this at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking to Dr. Antoinette Mitchell. She is with the Office of the State Superintendent of Education for the District of Columbia. We are talking about the DC TAG program. We're talking about money for college. Let me go to the phones real quick. Geraldine, calling from Southeast D.C. Geraldine, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I would like to know how the program actually works for a D.C. resident. I am a parent of a young man, Erskine Dupree, who's in college, who's in high school right now, and I want to try to get money for my son to go to Delaware State.
Mm-hmm. I can certainly help you with that. So the TAG program requires students to fill out the One App, which is the application. That One App is available through OSSE's website, and that location is osse.dc.gov. The One App is new this year, and so we're excited to share that the One App is much more user-friendly than it has been in the past. We've rewritten the questions and made it much easier for students to understand and complete. In addition to that, the One App is now available on mobile devices such as cell phones and tablets. Again, we want to make it as easy as possible for students to complete that application. Once the application is complete, there's also the need for students to complete the FAFSA, which is the free application, the federal application for financial aid. That is a key document that has to be completed as a part of the One App application. And then finally, there are some supporting documents that are really important. So as your son approaches the 12th grade and begins to think about colleges and to look at colleges, it's really important that that One App be completed. So, and that is one source of application of financial aid. Many of our students attend Delaware State. As a matter of fact, Delaware State is one of the most popular institutions supported by TAG today.
Okay. And Geraldine, if you didn't get the website, it's OSSE dot DC dot gov. That's OSSE dot DC dot gov. Also, you can find the One App at DCONEAPP.DC.gov. And as always, we will be posting that information on WHUR.com after the program. And I must say, I got a lot of phone calls and inboxes on Facebook for a lot of information that we've been putting out. So I want to let our listeners know all of the information that you hear on this program. If I say I'm going to post it, just go to WHUR.com. That way, if you're driving and you don't have an opportunity to write it down, we want you to be safe while you're driving. It will be there after about 8 o'clock. Again, WHUR.com. So, Geraldine, good luck for you and your son. We hope that he can be part of the program. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Cynthia calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Cynthia. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was calling to ask, actually it was a two-part question now, but one is I noticed that there was only $2,500 available for HBCU versus another type of four-year university, and I was wondering why. Was that the case? And the second part was, is there any way to do a student loan in my child's name versus in my name, since I'm already paying back the student loan for myself? And mine was $70,000, and I really didn't want to add to that, but instead put that on as a part of his overall responsibility.
Wow. Yes, I can answer both of your questions. The question regarding HBCUs is an interesting question, and it takes me back to the reason that TAG came into existence. It came into existence in 1999 to address the difference in in-state and out-of-state tuition that D.C. students face, and particularly given the fact that they didn't have the wide breadth of state institutions that kids who live in other states have. So TAG was established to give D.C. students an opportunity to go to other schools, public schools in other states, and the $10,000 was designed to help make up the difference in the cost between in-state and out-of-state tuition. If an HBCU is also a state school, like Delaware State is, then it is entirely possible for a student to receive up to $10,000. The other HBCUs do receive $2,500, but that is in addition to the beginning of the program itself, and it's an add-on, actually, to what the program was founded to do.
Okay, and she was also asking about the loan process for your your child, Cynthia, where is he or she in the educational process right now?
He's a graduating senior this year, looking to go to a four-year university, but the cost of the universities are averaging about $25,000 a year.
Yes.
That's just on the low end,
mm-hmm.
and I really didn't want to have to put another student loan in my name.
Right.
But I didn't know if that was a way to not do it.
Yes, it is entirely possible for the student loan to be taken out in the student's name. It's really important that your child fill out the FAFSA because the federal government has billions of dollars available for students to use, and certainly a part of that money is in the form of loans, and the loans can be taken out in the student's name.
Okay. Thank you so much, Cynthia, and good luck to you. Let me quickly go to Patricia. Patricia, calling from Southeast D.C. What's on your mind, Patricia?
Hi, yes. I have two daughters that graduated from college with the help of D.C. TAG and D.C. LEAP and all of the programs in D.C. My question is, and this was back in 2007 when the program was gearing up and kicking off and the money and the funds were available. I have nieces and nephews now that I'm seeing through this process, and the cost of college has increasingly gone up, but yet and still the same amount of funds then are still available now. Is there a reason why we haven't gotten an increase in funds to match the cost increase of colleges?
Mm-hmm. It's an excellent question. You are quite right. The cost of college has increased far beyond the cost of living. Excuse me. So TAG is a federal payment, and given the climate in Congress, we have been happy to receive the funds that we receive. I have heard from parents on numerous occasions that a higher maximum amount would be very much appreciated, but in the past we've just been happy to receive what we do and not have cuts happen, because that has been a very real possibility. As a matter of fact, every year the House of Representatives in its budget proposes a cut. Unfortunately, the president proposes an increase, and they seem to meet in the middle.
Something to think about. Patricia, thank you so much. Great question. I need to take a break, but if you're on the line, please stay with us. Do not hang up. That includes Monique calling from Greenbelt, Christine calling from Brian's Road, Maryland, and also Doreen calling from Washington, D.C. We're still going to take lots of calls. You've got a lot of questions. We've got a lot of information for you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We will have more on the D.C. Tuition Assistance Grant Program, that is D.C. TAG, in just a bit. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more information in just a few seconds.